Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Up and Adam, Pokemon fans. Welcome to A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, episode 97. We've done this 97 times.
So many times.
97 weeks. For 97 weeks, I, Jim Viscardi, along with Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer, have gathered together to give you an hour to talk about Pokemon, update you on the goings-ons, ins and outs of everyone, our favorite franchise, in addition to helping make you a better, smarter Pokemon fan. And we're so close to 100, guys. I can almost taste it.
Yes, and then the sweet, sweet release will come.
What? All right. Well, that's Hoffer's opinion.
If you are a new listener to this show, let me break down the show for you really quick. We do news in the first half. We do a deep dive in the second half, and then we get a Pokemon fact at the very, very end. You can listen to the show wherever podcasts can be found, or if you want to get involved live, twitch.tv/comicbook every Monday at 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. across the pond. It's a lot of fun. So if you can catch it live, there's usually a bunch of hijinks. Not that anyone who's listens to the audio may be missing out on stuff, because we don't really cut anything out. But, you know, if you want to ask a question or you want to make a comment on what we're talking about, live chat's where it's to be. The place to be. So should we just jump right into it?
Let's do this. I think everyone, is including our audience, is a little bit shell-shocked by daylight savings time, so jumping right into stuff might be the best solution here.
We're all just trying to, like, look, when I woke up this morning and it was dark out, I was like, come on, don't give me that. Oh, to be fair, it is nice and lighter. The sun stays out a little bit longer in the day, so I will trade it off.
I do appreciate that. But
the fact that I have to turn on all, like, the lights in my house in the first thing in the morning is just like, woof.
I mean, for me, the plus side is my child now, you know, my infant now almost sleeps until 7 in the morning. So, you know, that's, I mean, this is great. Just freaking great.
All right. First question. Did anyone take part in the event for Pokemon Go this past weekend?
The Incense Day. No.
No.
Man.
I saw a ton of people complain, though.
Ooh, man. So did I. I watched a few streamers. I was checking in on Twitter and whatnot. And man, that shiny rate was low, low, low. No. Christian, you're about to retort that with a, well, people should get their expectations too high, but, like, it's an incense day. You should. One dude streamed for 5 hours, got zero shinies.
I was about to say, I mean, let me go back into the notes and see where it said the shiny rate was boosted. Oh, wait, it didn't. Ah, you know, it was not what this event was billed as. At all. So I don't know why people are mad about a thing. Like, you know, like, yeah, I'm ticked that I participated in Beldum Incense Day and I didn't get, like, you know, I don't know, like, Zekrom appearing in the wild every 30 seconds. Like, gosh, I'm so upset about this thing that wasn't advertised not happening. Oh, geez, man. You know, like, there's valid complaints, you know, about Incense Day, and it just didn't really appeal to me. Like, the draw of it wasn't that great. Like, I already have a couple of Meteor Mash Metagrosses. I don't need more.
Night Fighters in the comments saying, you know, makes a great point. It was a candy event, not necessarily a shiny event, where like the, you know, the incense days are not like community days where, you know, the shiny rate is boosted on community days. But I will agree with Calder 27. The one coin bundle was a little lackluster, you know, look, because I don't have many coins. And so I look forward to those bundles. And that one was not pretty. So,
well, I mean, hopefully nobody spent money on it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I get like it. It was not an event that appealed to me at all. So I did not participate in it actively. However, you know, I do feel with Pokemon Go especially, and this is a kind of an issue with the whole Pokemon franchise and the fandom's expectations. You know, people will often think that there is, you know, they expect things that are not advertised, and that's inevitably sets them up for disappointment 100% of the time. Do you remember the New Year's event?
Yeah.
You know, that where like people were like tuned into that, you know, that pretty cool stream about space where it's like, you know, the entire space thing stream. Was, oh yeah, we're going to watch the sunrise in space for the first time in 2021. And then, you know, people were like, where are my Sinnoh remakes? And it's like, where did you guys get that expectation from? And it's stuff like that. It just kind of spoils the fun for the rest of us. Like, you know, and I get it. Like I said.
And I mean, that's really become like a larger fandom conversation in general online. I mean, if you are at all plugged into Nerd Twitter, I mean, you saw those conversations with Marvel and WandaVision. But the Pokemon franchise, especially Pokemon Go, especially as that app has grown and they have seen like, you know, newer players, you know, talking about like community days and shinies, they're not familiar with it. So they just kind of go with what other people are theorizing as like, you know, gospel truth. And that was a lot of the people that I saw complaining on my feed were a bunch of new players like, oh, I thought that this was supposed to be, you know, I was supposed to get shinies. I haven't gotten them before, you know, that kind of thing, which you know, it's a shame because again, it was never promised to these, to this event, but because of the way that this information was just disseminated online, it's just kind of like word of mouth. People took it as truth so that they were, you know, unfortunately, let down for no good reason, and that kind of gave them like a bad rap, which I think, you know, is unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, look, whatever. It's not going to be, you know, it's not like it's the last event or whatever. We'll get plenty more to come, plenty more to be upset about, and we'll go from there. That said, why don't we just jump into some of the news?
Yeah, sure.
Please do.
So let's, I'm trying to pull up our sheet. There we go. Okay. So this week we have a new event. The Charge Up event starts this week.
Yeah. So this is all about electric type Pokemon. The big thing is there's two big additions. The Tynamo line is getting added to Pokemon Go, which isn't necessarily like a big deal for you know, Pokemon Go, because you know Tynamo and its evolutions aren't exactly like exciting Pokemon. But if you are a collector in like Pokemon Home and stuff like that, that line of Pokemon is really hard to come by, you know, because they haven't been in a lot of it hasn't been, you know, in a lot of Pokemon games as of late. So, you know, it's kind of like the Deerling and Salzbuck issue where they were just hard to get Pokemon. If you are trying to get a complete Pokedex in Pokemon Home using the GTS. And so that should help solve it. The other thing is Therian form, Therian form Thundurus. I'm like, which one is it? It's the one that's literally the electric type. Thundurus will be appearing for the first time. And so, you know, it's the cool looking version of Thundurus. not really any major changes besides that. So, you know, it's their first, like, you know, they've been doing these kind of like themed events based around a type. And this is the first time they've done an electric type event.
Yep. Speaking of that, the community day for this week is Voltorb. So if you need a shiny Voltorb in your collection this Tuesday, make sure you go out and get it.
No, yeah. Go and get that Voltorb, guys.
Whatever. Shiny Voltorb's not a bad, not a bad looking shiny.
Isn't it just like reversed?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. It's blue. It's blue.
Is it?
It's not reversed.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking of, now I have to pull it up. Oh, you're right. It is blue.
Yeah. Okay, that one's not a terrible looking one. Yeah.
Plus, there's I want to talk about the loading screen one, because that one actually got me pretty hyped. So there we have a new loading screen.
Yes, that will go live as of 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And this is thanks to a data mine, right?
Yeah, like they got pulled in, and there are people who are getting it when now. Stuff gets sub. When they upload new images into Pokemon Go, there are people who immediately know about it. So yeah. It got leaked early, it looks cool. I mean, they always do. This one has Xerneas, and it's standing on top of a waterfall, and there's a bunch of Pokemon kind of in like the pool underneath, kind of like doing their thing. But there's a bunch of new Pokemon teases. Xerneas is obviously the big one. You know, hopefully they add a good fairy type move, to like moves before Xerneas gets put in, because otherwise, you know, what's the point? But Sylveon is in there, Aromatese is in there, and Pancham is in there. So definitely seems like some sort of fairy type event is coming up. And you know, Pancham is a pretty popular Pokemon. Some cool stuff looks to be coming. We all kind of expected that Xerneas was going to get added in there. Because
who else? What else do they have left?
Well, and it's the Searching for Legends event, and You know, they need to put legendary Pokemon in the game, and there's not a lot of legendary Pokemon that are Kalos Pokemon. They deliberately de-emphasize that for Gen 6.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, and then candy XL candy is supposed to be easier to get or come by.
Yeah, so any Pokemon, any evolved Pokemon or legendary Pokemon that you get will automatically come with Canty XL. So, you know, it's quite frankly, it is a way to get, push people towards raids, because a lot of, you know, evolved Pokemon, the only time you see it in the wild is through raids. Like most evolved Pokemon are raid specific, but you know, it's an extra reward for, you know, catching Pokemon after raids. It's a good way of, you know, farming. It's better than what it was. Like that's kind of my stance. It's like, oh, this is a better system than what was there before. So I can't really complain about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, I like it when they make changes like that, because it just, there are plenty of things that Niantic does that we're like, God, are they even listening kind of thing, and then they make a move like this and you're like, oh, okay, maybe they are.
Yeah. So, well, they said they were going to do this a while ago, so yeah. You know,
but they say they're going to do a lot of things a while ago, and so when we actually get them, it is really a, you know, a thing. So all right. So anyway, and then I think the last little bit of news is the referral program, which is actually a pretty cool, thing.
Yeah. So we're getting referrals now. Basically, if you refer someone and they get back into the game, or they start playing the game for the first time, both you and them will be eligible to get extra, like Pokemon encounters and incubators and some other stuff like that, for hitting certain milestones. So yes. I guess it unlocks some, like, I don't know, maybe like timed research, something similar to that, or special research. Who knows?
But this is for new players only, right? Not lapsed players.
No, it is for lapsed players.
Oh, it's for lapsed players. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So it's right now it's Australia. It's only Australia, but you know, it'll get moved to other stuffier eventually.
Yeah.
That's great. So yeah. All right.
So that's all the Pokemon Go news that we've got. Let's go to the anime where
let's not Jim, stop. Go to the anime.
This is going to cause some problems, or not some problems, but there are people who have issues with Go's latest catch.
I mean, Go's basically just Ash now. Like, they have legitimately so basically let's just discuss this.
Yep.
For spoilers for the anime in Japan. Everyone who's listening, just know that's coming. Go has caught Grookey. Grookey and Go, they are together now forever. They have. I mean, it was spoiled before in a kind of a promo release. It showed in Japan, they released a poster that showed all of Ash's Pokemon, you know, Gengar, all the lovely people that we know. And then it showed Go's, and it was all of the Galarian starters. So he has Cinderace, he has Sobble, and he has Grookey now. The kind of backstory with this Grookey is, it's pretty like interesting how it kind of works with Team Rocket. And, you know, there's like this, it's weird how, again, Go like just kind of like vibes with them telepathically, and all the Pokemon come to his yard. It's very strange. But yeah, so Go has officially gotten all three of the Galarian starters. Ash is 0 for 0 on all of them. He has none. He did not catch a single Galarian starter. I mean, he has gotten Galarian like Pokemon invariants, but he does not have a starter, which is pretty surprising for a lot of fans. Everyone had banked on Ash catching Grookey because he has a history with grass type Pokemon. Obviously, the OG Bulbasaur, shout out to Hoffer right there. Like, we all expected Ash to get Grookey. Didn't happen. Not at all. Not a single bit. And it really just kind of feels now that Pokemon Journeys is almost trying to turn Go into how Ash was kind of in the original days of kind of the Pokemon anime. And even, you know, kind of how Ash was frequently. And like, I feel like they want to kind of turn Ash into a more elite trainer that doesn't even have to worry about getting these starter Pokemon. But it hasn't really done that change very well. So it just kind of feels empty.
Okay, here we go. Devil's advocate. First, I want to point out Acme White in the chat saying, you know, Grookey, I would have preferred that Team Rocket kept Grookey instead of Go. But here's how I kind of see it. I like that Ash seems to have stepped up. Like, Ash is still Ash, right? And still has, you know, a lot of his you know, same personality types I think a lot of us have really come to love. But I really feel he is... they're elevating him to this kind of like mentor role, right? Like, he's not like a true mentor just yet, but there have been a number of instances where he has, you know, called out Go on, you know, in certain instances, and it is kind of helped shepherding that along, where like, I don't think Go is ever going to become Ash, right? But I like the idea that we all have this understanding that Ash has all of this experience. And so I don't, you know, Ash not getting the, you know, Galarian starters, like, does it matter that much?
See, I agree completely with that statement. Everything you just said, I agree. I like how they are elevating Ash beyond a status that he has enjoyed for the last decade plus. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ash has been a very static character in terms of his, you know, trainer progression through the anime, because they always reset him back to zero. You know, right. Pokemon Journeys has been different in that aspect. And so they have tried to elevate him to be more of kind of a mentor friend type to Go, which is why Go has kind of taken the spot that Ash, you know, enjoyed, you know, in X. Why Black and White, you know, the previous anime where, you know, Ash was kind of struggling and reset back to zero, like Go is at zero. The only issue I have is that Pokemon Journeys, I still don't think has given Ash the opportunity to really flex that mentorship skill and to really kind of show his elevated status now as a trainer, especially since he's the champion of the Alola region. I feel like it's really kind of failed to highlight that. So these starter catches, which are kind of hallmark, you know, tropes in the anime for Ash to catch a starter, it kind of feels a little bit hollow because we haven't gotten that backup yet. So I would just like to kind of see a little bit more focus on Ash in that regard, because then it would have made this feel way more deserved for Go, because they're kind of, you know, always playing off each other.
My major issue with it is, you know, like, I thought that when Go had, you know, Score Bunny slash, you know, now it's a Cinderace, you know, I thought that was cool. Signature Pokemon, you know, follows Go around all the time, or follows, it's like Go's version of Pikachu. Then, yep. Like, oh, also Sobble's going to be here all the time. But Sobble really hasn't, like, grown or advanced at all. You know, Sobble has been very static, and, you know, it's taking the crying Pokemon trope that we've seen with, you know, like Noibat and a few other Pokemon. And now, you know, Ghost got a Grookey too. And it's like, the issue for me, you know, it has nothing to do with Ash. You know, like, mm-hmm. I could really care less. Like, Ash's route is very different mm-hmm. in Pokemon Journeys than it has been, and that is cool. Like, you know, I'm okay with all of that. So I don't even need Ash to get, like, you know, starter Pokemon. What I do feel Pokemon Journeys has not figured out how to do yet is how to properly give these Pokemon that Go keeps catching, like, spotlights. Like, you know, like, yeah. we get it with, you know, we get it with Cinderace, because, you know, Cinderace is there every time. And yep. So they're like, okay, we're going to do that with Sobble and Grookey too. But with Sobble, it's just like, I'm not really feeling, like, you know, what I've seen. And mind you, you know, I don't watch the Japanese version of the anime regularly. But from everything I've seen, like, you know, we haven't seen, like, the bond between Go and Sobble in quite the same way that we've seen Go. Like, you know, I guess it's kind of like, what is Go going to do here?
Yeah, like, I'll agree with you in that. Like, I feel like Go has caught too many Pokemon, which is, I think, is just the problem. Where, like, I feel like, you know, Ash has traditionally always kept a manageable, like, team roster, whether mm-hmm. or not, like, with, you know, the Pokemon he's encountered, he may have had important moments with, but may not have necessarily stayed on his team. And so, and whereas in this case, like, Go is just catching those Pokemon, and then they just, like, sit in his pack, right? Like, when was the, have we seen Scyther in a while? Like, I feel like,
I mean, they, you know, pop up in the back, and that's the issue. They show yeah. up, like, you know, right. and, like, the group shots and things like that, but, you know,
there's no personality.
There's
nothing.
there's no personality, and it's just kind of like, you know, when we see all of Ash's Pokemon, when we've seen that, we haven't gotten, like, a good, you know, like, you know, when like Bulbasaur came back in Sun and Moon, you know, that was a cool moment because we remembered all the cool things Bulbasaur's done, and Squirtle and Totodile and the Tauros, like even the freaking Tauros, which, you know, we haven't, we couldn't even see those Pokemon get caught in the United States because that episode had guns in it. You know, but, like, even those Pokemon, like, have this history, and it feels like they're really trying to rush Go. And part of that is just, like, the nature of, like, what Go's quest is in Pokemon yep. Journeys, which is, like, gotta literally have to catch them all. But the problem is they are trying to, like, mimic kind of like, oh, look at, here's all the things that Go has got. And it's like, I don't care. I don't yep. care at all. And, you know, it's not even because I detest Go. Like, Go at this point yep. is just kind of like, he's just, you know,
he's
whatever.
He's a character.
He's exists, like, and, you know, and part of that is like, you know, like, I don't think they have figured out the right balance between, like, Ash and Go yet.
Yes.
And I think what everyone was banking on with Grookey being Ash's Pokemon instead of Go's Pokemon is that people like Grookey, you know, people yeah. like Sobble. And they're, you know, with Sobble, it's like, okay, Sobble's there every episode because, you know, Sobble's, like, crying and he sits on Go's shoulders and, you know, like, he gets, like, little interactions, but, you know, he doesn't get used very much. Yeah. You know, and so people were hoping, I feel like, okay, we can avoid that because, you know, how is the Pokemon journey is going to balance, like, spotlights with Grookey and spotlights with Sobble? And also, you know, like, Cinderace is still around too. Like, you know, he's still a thing. And it feels like what Ash does, which are the big Pokemon battles, and, you know, this very, you know, lofty quest of being able to fight Leon in, you know, the whatever they're calling the Championship League. I'm blanking because it's daylight savings time and I'm perennially underslept. But, you know, I feel like that's the big issue. Is it's like, what is Go going to do with Grookey?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. We will come back. We'll open one of these and then we will get into, for those who are listening, I just held up a pack of Shining Fates because I still have some to get through. Maybe this will be the time we get a Shining. Probably not, but who knows? And then when we get back, we will get dig through some Pokemon trading card game news when we get back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay.
Wow, Jim has a new camera angle.
Well, this is my card opening angle.
Just so everyone listening knows, we have a new visual of Jim.
Yeah. Like we need to do the like text description for those. Like Jim sits in the exact same office he was in, but with different lighting. What James Spader's character from The Blacklist is nowhere to be found.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I opened it up during the break. Let's see what we get. Okay.
All right.
Energy.
Hey, Thwacky.
Yep.
A rusted sword,
Rotom, Chewtle,
Yanma,
Morpeko.
Oh, Gossifleur.
Phalanx.
Yo, I was in
non-hollow Manfi. Look at that. Boom.
You know,
I was going to say, if we didn't get a shiny, I would open up another pack, but I got a shiny. We're going to stop while we're ahead.
Yeah.
I'll be 100% honest, you know, considering my sole experience with Shining Fates has been from watching Jim open packs because I can't get my hands on any of the product. I was beginning to wonder if, you know, there were actually shiny Pokemon cards or if this was just a giant scam put out by the Pokemon company to make more money.
No, they're here. Wow. I do have to say, on Twitch, I was watching a couple of unboxings of Shining Fates, just to kind of see what the kind of general look of it was. I mean, obviously, you have the people who are like, you know, pay for cards, yada, yada. I ran into one, and I wish I could remember this person's username, but I also kind of don't. They basically opened the pack, and they had it face down, and then, like, users could either, like, pay or, like, add a sub to open, like, to pick a specific card. And whatever card they picked, the guy just took a pair of scissors and cut it in half.
Why? Like,
none of them were, like, super rares or anything like that. Nothing that, like, you know, you see in the news and stuff. But, like, he cut several shiny cards. Like, he was just like, all right, you gifted me, like, 20 subs. And then this guy, and he just took scissors, cut it in half, and then he showed it. And I was like, that is so wasteful. I'm sitting over here, and I can't get a decently priced pack, blister pack even, of Shining Fates, let alone a whole, like, collector's booster thing like this guy has. But anyways, okay. that's where it's heading now.
So I lied. I'm going to do one more pack.
Because
now I'm feeling that shiny energy.
Cramorant,
Bulgai,
Dartrix,
Fusel,
Spinarak,
Shinx,
Koffing,
Horsey. Oh!
Two in a row, baby.
Shiny Rowlet
and a Hollow.
Thievul. Well, you know.
You know, Rowlet, that's an excellent card.
I'll take two shinies. You know,
we went on a streak of nothing.
Yeah.
And we got two in a row.
I think it's, you know, basically because of the good energy that I've brought to the podcast today, not trash talking Jim and his crappy luck.
I think honestly, you're just too tired to do it.
Guys, you have no idea. Teething baby and daylight savings time. It is a combination that I do not wish upon anybody. Anybody.
Man, I almost want to go for another one, but I'm going to wait because now it's like I've got two in a row.
You're flying too close to the sun. Too close.
All right. Well, this week is Battle Styles week. I just got. Oops.
Wow.
Man.
This. So we'll go through some of that. Look, I have gotten very lucky that my card guy has been able to get me the Elite Trainer boxes. Now, the Pokemon Company did send me a booster set, so I'm going to probably do those sometime. But I'm excited because there's some fun cards in that.
Mm-hmm. I went to a different board game store than I usually do, and they actually had Pokemon cards for sale, and they were selling everything, jacking up the price on it. So like they're like, oh yeah, come back in on Tuesday, we'll have Battle Styles for sale. I'm like, oh, I bet you will. You know, yeah. Sale being, you know, a misnomer.
They'll gouge you for it.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, well, it's like my normal board game store, you know, they just get ratioed constantly. And, you know, so I doubt they'll have very much Battle Styles stuff. I might try to swing over there this week. But yeah, like, you know, I was trying to get my hands on the Elite Trainer box. Like, you know, I didn't think about, you know, pre-ordering. It's bad. It's really bad out there.
Yeah.
So, good on you, Jim. Good on
you. Yeah. Like I told my guy, like, look, new ETBs show up on the order form. Put me down for one. So we got that. That's coming out this week. So if you can go out and get it, Christian, correct me if I'm wrong. There are two styles of the Elite Trainer box.
Yeah, because
this time around, right? Because of the two styles, right? Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Yep.
Rapid cool. Strike and Single Striker Shifu.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We did get an announcement for the next expansion for the trading.
Not an announcement.
Sorry.
Not an announcement. Just a leak.
Oh, right. Sorry, I get confused sometimes. I just see the headline and I go, whoop. It's gotta be official. It'll be official soon enough.
Yeah, probably this week.
Chilling Rain.
Yes, Chilling Rain is the next one. Obviously that relates to Calyrex and Shadow Rider Calyrex and Ice Rider Calyrex and you know, be all Isle of Armor. It'll be interesting to see what all it does, if it adds anything cool. Like, I'm expecting big things out of the you know, the Calyrex cards. I mean, it's a special Pokemon. It's the first Pokemon with two abilities.
Yep.
So I'm expecting big things from those cards. Continues the Battle Styles mechanic that we're going to be seeing Battle Styles. So get used to that if you don't like it. My only hope, by the way, for Battle Styles is they eventually bring in a third Battle Styles. God bless you, localization people. But Single Strike and Rapid Strike just are the most boring names.
Yeah,
just super boring. Chilling Rain will be the next one. We'll probably get maybe we'll get the Galarian legendary birds, you know, which are my personal favorites.
I hope so, and I hope we get they get cool art. Those legendary birds generally get very cool cards, and so just with the Galarian designs of these are really, really cool. So I'm excited for that. All right. And then last but not least, in promo card news, GameStop getting in on the action.
Yep.
They took all the money they made over the last month and paid the Pokemon Company to get their own TCG card. And they're going to then flip that to make even more money. No, I'm kidding. But if you want, you can go to a GameStop and get this card.
Yeah, and this is the first time. So GameStop has done these giveaways before, but this is the first time that GameStop is actually stamping their logo on one of their promo cards. So this is that that is like the big draw. It is a Flapple. It is you get it free if you spend $15 or more on Pokemon TCG merchandise. So you know it's if you're looking for battle style stuff, GameStop might actually have it. You know, it's a soft tie-in with the battle style stuff. You know, Pokebeach, which is the website that, you know, has their finger on the pulse on all things Pokemon card. They, in the past, when they've done these giveaways, they've also given away, like, Gigantamax, like, you know, Pokemon for Pokemon Sword and Shield. So they might be giving away a Gigantamax Flapple for Pokemon Sword and Shield via Pokemon Pass. So, you know, good, you know, it could be a double giveaway. We don't know yet.
All right, last card break, and then we'll get to the book project of the week.
You are like addicted now. On this.
I'm addicted. I just got two shinies in a row. How am I not supposed to do this?
Insatiable.
Look. I need to come back down to reality. Okay.
Yeah.
I went as far as we did. I mean, look, we opened a good 8-10 packs prior to this, and so here we go. Okay, here we go. Lightning Energy, Dartrix,
another Bulgogon, Cramorant,
Judle.
Morpeko, Cacnea,
Coupant.
Rabut.
Shiny Rabut. And then
you know. Not the worst luck there.
It's no Rowlet, but it's pretty good.
Three in a row.
Man,
I'm really stopping.
Jim's gonna like run over to Target after this. And
yeah, basically, Jim right now is feeling like the Vegas odds upon him.
Like he's gonna find whatever the meme stock of the week is, like you know, and buy it up. Like
PokeStocks. This is PokeStocks. That's
it. That was pretty cool. I was not expecting three in a row. Congratulations, everyone who watched it live. You got to watch some history in the making for this show because everyone knows I've got the worst damn luck on this. So maybe it's starting to change. Anyway, all right, Christian, hit us with the Pokemon fact of the week.
Oh, so this one cracks me up. This is something that you can only have in a Pokemon franchise that's been around or in a gaming franchise that's been around for 25 years. So Omanyte. You know, the fossil Pokemon, extinct to the world. Well, over the course of the last 25 years, Omanyte has been slowly reintroduced to the wild because people either let their Omanyte that they have reconstituted from, you know, fossils into the ocean or they get away. They basically, you know, people have just been letting Omanytes go. It's like alligators in the sewers. And this is a problem. And the Pokemon Sword and Shield entry for Omanyte is like, yeah, this is bad, guys. Omanyte has no natural predators. Omanytes are running amok. We're all in trouble. It's like this, you know, the next Pokemon games is going to be called Pokemon Omanyte and Pokemon Omanyte some more because they're crowding out all the natural Pokemon species. I was just like, I saw that.
Here's the real question. If Omanyte has become an invasive species, what species of what other Pokemon are now at risk because of the Omanyte overpopulation? What does Omanyte eat?
Shelder.
Oh, RIP Shelder, endangered Pokemon species.
I mean, Omastar specifically is named. So in Pokemon Gold and Silver, you know, talk about dark entries. Apparently, it cracked Shelder's shell with its sharp fangs and sucked out the insides.
Oh.
Like, yeah, wow. Like that is graphic and brutal.
Wow. Shelder population at risk.
That's like a National Geographic, like geographic level graphic right there. Oh, Lord. I mean, They're going to have to introduce in like a generation or two. They'll introduce a Pokemon that is meant to be the direct
control the population.
Yeah, they're going to be like, Pokemon scientists decided to tackle the Omanyte issue and crafted this Pokemon directly meant to challenge them.
It's going to be, it's like, we have gone into the lab and we have created Porygon Pi, you know, that is specifically designed to crush Ammonite and Amistar shells.
Well, that's it. Just like Rankin in the chat going, look, we're not going to get any more slow bros or slow kings with the shelter decrease, population decrease. This has wide-ranging effects.
Pokemon ecology.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really need like a Pokemon ecology.
That's it. I just need to know what that circle, the circle of life that's being disrupted because of the people just going like, hey, I found this fossil. Let's bring it back to life.
Well, and it's just like, and then you give it away. It's like, you know, these are rare fossils, guys. I mean, why are you releasing them into the sewers?
Have you seen them? They're creepy as hell. I don't want to keep one of those things.
It's like, oh yeah, they're some Ammonite managed to escape after being restored. It's like, what? How are you getting your Ammonite, letting your Ammonite gang away? It has like a speed of like 5.
Look, Night Fighters brings up another great point. No shelters, less pearls. No cloisters, less pearls.
That's true.
It's affecting the jewelry economy. It's affecting this is wide ranging here.
It is.
Like, listen, the Pokemon world is on the verge of collapse all because, you know, some 10-year-old kid, you know, couldn't find its Ammonite with its 35 base speed. You know, so that thing moves literally at a snail's pace. And, you know, it's like, and there's Ammonite slowly moving away, and the 10-year-old kid's just like, I can't find it. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to move on because this Pokemon's probably worthless anyways. And Ammonite's just like, yes, soon. Ooh. You know, this is literally how we get Lord Helix from, you know, which plays Pokemon. Right here.
Yep.
Jeez.
Who would have thought we would have gotten a discussion like this from Ammonite?
Yeah, well, you know, we're almost to the legendary birds, and then we will, you know, we are very close. We won't quite get there before our 100th episode, but we are surprisingly close to to getting through the Kanto Pokedex finally.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a long slog filled with a lot of worthless Pokedex entries, but we're almost there. You know, and soon we'll get a read about what cool thing Chikorita does. Spoiler, it doesn't.
Wow. Hey, don't give that preview. We got to keep people coming.
We got it. Now we just gave it away. Now we have to just skip Chikorita entirely.
I will not stand for this Chikorita abuse.
The ultimate Chikorita disrespect. Like, okay, guys, we finished the Kanto Pokedex. Let's move on to Cyndaquil. Oh, I totally forgot. Man, I totally forgot. We mentioned it in the episode description. And I totally forgot about the Pokemon Legends Easter egg. This is totally on me. So, you know, a few people already knew about this. And like, you know, I didn't write about this for a few weeks just because, you know, I had other things to do. But Pokemon Legends, you know, set in the past, not using Sinnoh starters. And some people are like, why are we getting the Pokemon that we are getting? Why are we getting Rowlet, Oshawott, and Cyndaquil? Well, two of these should be pretty obvious. Rowlet turns into an archer. You know, archery was a way in feudal Japan. Mm-hmm. Oshawott turns into a samurai. Samurai, things in feudal Japan.
Yep.
Why Cyndaquil? It's because the Japanese name for Cyndaquil is very similar to the Japanese name for a shogunate, the shogunate government. I can't speak. So it is very much a play on words there, which, you know, it's a little bit more vague, but it's like, you know, Cyndaquil has the same ties to this like feudal Japan that, you know, that Rowlet and Oshawott do, which is like, that's actually a cool Pokemon fact. That is the reason why Cyndaquil is the third, as opposed to going with, you know, like Infernape, or, well, they can't use Infernape because that is the Sinnoh starter. But instead of using, like, I don't know, like Tepig, or I don't know what would be another good, like, thematic Pokemon. But it's like, oh, this one kind of makes sense. Let's use Cyndaquil. So there you go. Why Cyndaquil is in Pokemon Legends? That is the reason why.
I like
we can end on that.
There we go.
All right. Well, If you want to get in on more Pokemon discussion, feel free to hit us up on Twitter at PokemonPodCB is the account for the show. I'm at Jim Viscardi. Megan's at Megan Peter CB, and Christian's at Seehofer CBus. Three episodes away from episode 100. Two episodes, three episodes. I mean, we're at 97. Does that mean so 98? 98, three episodes away.
Yeah.
In three episodes, it will be episode 100. There.
Yes.
Math. There we go. That's the math. That's the math that works.
That's
out.
That's the math. So we hope you're all join us for that and join us for the ride to 100. But also, you know, if you loved our discussion on the Pokemon Fact of the Week, there are plenty more like that. If you check out our library, wherever podcasts can be found, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, we are there. Thank you, Night Fighters. Counting is hard early in the morning. It's not that early. It's basically lunchtime. But thank you all for joining us this week. And again, if you want to catch us live, twitch.tv/comicbook, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and 5 p.m. across the pond. We'll catch you guys next week. Appreciate you hanging out.